Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're gonna switch around a little bit. There's something, and you and I both found this one, Sam. I landed on this early this morning, and it was on your stack as well, about a guy, and I have had something so similar to this happen. It was crazy. As I was reading the story, it was bringing back memories. And I said it was a guy. It was not. My apologies. It was a woman in New York who went to the mechanic. And you know the old adage about how as soon as you tell the mechanic what the problem is, it's not going to happen anymore?
It's making some kind of noise, and then they won't make it.
Right, and that's exactly what happened here. So she brought her car to the mechanic and said, it's making this kind of cracking or crackling noise under the dashboard, and I can't for the life of me figure out what it is. I look under there, nothing looks out of place. It's not the wiring isn't sparking. There's nothing, you know, it's not like my little ordeal.
You have no experience with crackling under a dashboard, do you?
Yes, I do. when my car caught on fire right before I left. So
Right in front of a highway camera.
Yeah, of course. Yes. And it was kind of them to turn the camera and zoom in on me. I really appreciated that.
You look good that day.
Way to go, Casey Scout. So anyway, she brings her car to the mechanic. It is making this cracking or crackling noise. And the mechanic takes the car out, drives it around for a while. And he says, I don't hear anything. She had had this car for like 5 years, so it was a new problem. And the mechanic did say that he found signs of rodents in the engine compartment. And if you know cars and really wiring just in general, you know that this is a big problem. We had this happen with one of our cars not all that long ago that had sat for a while, and a mouse got into it and chewed the wiring up, screwed up everything in the back of the car.
They drew the wiring into their nesting, right?
Yeah, well, what they do, they use the wire part of the wiring for the nesting, and the outside, the insulation on the
casing,
wires,
yeah,
used to be made out of cloth. Then it was rubber. They don't use either one of those anymore. They use a plastic that's made out of soybean oil. So the mice love it. They get in it and they eat up all of the stuff. So even if they don't take the wiring out, you're going to get shorts like crazy because all the wiring is bare now. They've eaten all the insulation off of it. And that's what happened with ours. So we had to rewire the entire back of the car. So he did find some evidence of that, but it was nothing. I mean, there was nothing indicating that that was making any noise, and the mechanic couldn't isolate the noise. And they said they reported that they didn't hear the noise. So the caper was finally cracked after she got back in the car from the shop. And all of a sudden, there's the crackling noise again. And the New Yorker noticed that the source on her infotainment screen. Yeah, you see where this one's going, right? You see, she used one of those noise generators to get to sleep.
Oh, my. No.
Yeah, she had her Sounds of Nature app going, and it was set on campfire. So, it was coming through the speakers. And that's why if she wasn't in the car,
it wouldn't.
The Bluetooth wouldn't work,
yeah.
and the sound never happened. So as soon as the mechanic got in and drove it away, there's no more noise. And the crazy thing. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, and we wonder why we need caution. Contents may be hot on the side of a coffee cup.
Right. When I was in high school, my buddy Jeff and I would get in my mom's car because she had a Mustang convertible. And, you know, you want to look cool when you're in high school. So driving around the Mustang. Now, it was an 83 Mustang convertible, which is about the dorkiest looking Mustang they ever had. But still, it was a ragtop and it was Florida. So life was good. And so we used to ride around town with the top down, cranking music and just having a good time. But every so often, we actually want to talk. So I'd turn the music down so that we could hear each other. And I was driving around with the sound down, and I kept hearing this noise, this clunking noise. And it wasn't on any particular rhythm. It just was this weird noise that kept coming, and I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And I thought, is there something wrong maybe with the car's suspension? Is one of the ball joints, is the rubber getting old and it's starting to clunk under there? No, and it didn't matter if we were accelerating or braking or turning or anything. There was nothing that would make it louder or softer or go away or come back. It just was there.
Huh.
Turns out I didn't have the stereo turned down all the way. And Led Zeppelin 2 had gotten to a song called Moby Dick.
Okay.
Moby Dick is about 30 seconds of Jimmy Page wailing on the guitar, followed by a 10-minute drum solo by John Bonham. And so the noise was just Bonzo going crazy on the drum kit, but it was low enough that it sounded like car noises. Huh. And I have had exactly that same kind of embarrassment.
That does happen to me whenever I'm listening to a new song, maybe it's a song I haven't heard in a while, and car speakers are really good, especially if you have the nice four-way speakers.
Sure.
And a sound will come in, and it sounds like it's coming from under your seat. And for me, anytime, especially driving a vehicle with 265,000 miles on it, anytime I hear a slight sound that might be a bad thing going on with the vehicle, I hyperfixate on it. So I literally, all the time, will just turn my stereo off. Oh, nope, that was part of the song. Thank God. And just keep on driving. We do have a quick breaking news update, John.
Do tell.
Sean Diddy Combs was in court today awaiting his sentencing for the conviction of two counts of prostitution. Traveling? I can't remember the specific prostitution charge, but something like that.
Prostitution across state lines. Yeah.
4 years in prison.
4 years. Diddy's going away. Yeah, he was asking for what effectively would have amounted to time served, which means he was asking for, I think it was 3 or 4 months, which is what he's already done. So they would have just let him go. The prosecutors wanted a lot more than that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I think they were talking about a decade or more. So.
They were asking for 11 or more. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And so you had mentioned they were asking for time served. He was arrested during the raid in mid-September last year. So he has been behind bars for a year now. So he's only got 3 more years that he has to be in jail. And good behavior, if he does have good behavior, which based on what we've been hearing from his attorneys and he's teaching some business class, he'll be out far sooner than that. And I think most people agree that's not enough.
Do we know where he's going to be serving the sentence?
That I don't know. Probably the plush prison that he's in right now in New York.
Almost without doubt. All right.
Here's your steak, Mr. Combs.
If you want to make comment, 4 years for Diddy for prostitution-related charges, and we'll get to more of that coming up. If you want to jump in, 913-586-7798. John Grayson in for Dana and Parks. Sam Stevie alongside on a Friday afternoon.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.